Ernest, what's up? Look, if creating content is more than just a passion project for you, it's time to make the passion profitable. With Kajabi, you can easily diversify your revenue, build your brand, and transform your audience into loyal customers. I know firsthand how challenging it can be to juggle content creation and business development, but Kajabi makes it easy to streamline everything in one place. As a creator, you are your brand, so your business should reflect exactly what you envision. With Kajabi, not only can you build your business your way, but you can also keep every cent of what you earn. It's an all-in-one platform that lets you focus on what matters most, your content and your audience. And let's face it, we all need a little help sometimes, especially when you're a one-person show. But you don't need to hire a full-time team. You just need Kajabi. Kajabi is a leading all-in-one platform that helps creators and entrepreneurs build successful online businesses by unlocking predictable, recurring revenue. Whether you're a coach, content creator, or educator, Kajabi makes it easy to transform your skills, passions, and experiences into enriching online courses, exclusive membership sites, subscription podcasts, and more. The best part? Kajabi doesn't take a cut of your revenue. Everything you create is owned and controlled by you, so you keep 100% of what you earn. On top of that, Kajabi gives you robust analytics, easy payment options, email marketing tools, and customizable website templates, everything you need to grow your business seamlessly. And here's the thing, you don't need a massive audience to make sustainable income. Thousands of creators are making six and seven figures with Kajabi, even with less than 50,000 followers. So if you're navigating the challenges of generating revenue as a creator, Kajabi can be the game changer you need. Right now, Kajabi is offering an incredible deal, a free 30-day trial to help you kickstart your business. Just head over to kajabi.com/earn to get started. That's kajabi.com/earn. Join the creators and entrepreneurs who've made over $7 billion on their platforms and take control of your financial future with Kajabi today. Kajabi.com/earn. Don't miss out on this opportunity to turn your passion into profit. Earners, what's up? Y'all know the adage, buy low, sell high. It's easy to say, hard to do. For example, high interest rates are crushing the real estate market right now. Demand is dropping and prices are falling, even for many of the best assets. It's no wonder the Fundrise flagship fund plans to go on a buying spree, expanding its billion-dollar real estate portfolio over the next few months. You can add the Fundrise flagship fund to your portfolio in just minutes and with as little as $10 by visiting fundrise.com/earn. That's fundrise.com/earn. Carefully consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of the Fundrise flagship fund before investing. This and other information can be found in the fund's prospectus at fundrise.com/flagship. This is a paid advertisement.
Real question. If you're a beginning investor, you want to invest in real estate, what's your framework for what to look for in a property or multifamily to invest in?
A lot of this stuff is regional, so the advice would be regional. If you are serious, like if you are a real serious wannabe real estate investor, it's a few things that you have to first be in a mindset to be an investor. So stay away from the cars. Like I see a lot of people, we hear all the stuff about, I had a 780 credit score and I made $150,000 and I couldn't secure a mortgage. Yo, it's racism. And it's like, nah, it's not racism. You spend too much money. You might make 250, you might make 300, but your bills are up here.
The debt to income.
You know what I'm saying? Like you got two Benzes, you got a G-Wagon, your wife got a car, like all of those things. When you want to be a real investor, in my opinion, real estate investing is not hard. The concepts are simple. You know what the hard part is? Most of us are not disciplined. When you really want to start saving money, most of us can't. We can't stop going on vacation. We can't stop buying frivolous things. We can't stop buying depreciating assets. And so that it's a counterproductive thing when you really want to be an investor. Like we'll go buy a car 6 months before you're trying to buy a house. It doesn't make sense. It messes up your ratios. It's just a bunch of things. But as I was saying, it's regional. Real estate is regional. So If I was a beginning real estate investor, or if I could advise somebody, I live in New Jersey. We all are, well, Shadi and Troy, we're all from the tri-state. I would advise anybody to start in the multifamilies. The multifamilies are great with leveraging expenses. So if you have a four family, let's just hypothetically give an example. You could buy a four family for $1 million. You get three rents. You get what I'm saying? So, and what the mortgage companies will do is they'll take those three rents that you are gonna acquire once you purchase the property. They add that to whatever your current salary is, and they combine them. And that is what they get to qualify you. So if you have $1 million property and you're getting $4,000 a month, right? That's 12 grand. They take 80% of that, they add that to your salary, and they use that to qualify you. But in many instances, when you pick up that piece of property, you can live in that fourth unit rent free. You know what I'm saying? Like, the contingent upon what the rents are, the real estate investor, you make, I don't know, 80, 90 grand, 100 grand. Go find a multifamily. What happens is our egos start to get into play. Like, I've had people say, I don't want to live with anybody. And it's like, you live with people now. You live in an apartment now. Yeah. It's somebody right next door to you. It's somebody above you. It's somebody below you. So you're already living in somebody else's property now. Why not live in your own? Why not reap the tax benefits from the depreciation and the rental real estate stuff that you're going to acquire that you don't get now? Uncle Sam is kicking your ass. You're an RN. You're doing mad overtime. Uncle Sam is taking all your money. A lot of that stuff is mental when it comes to investing in real estate. You got to change your mindset and say, hey, this is what I want to do. I want to be an investor. I'm going to get a four family. I'll live in it for a year. I'll take advantage of my FHA benefits where I only got to put 3.5% down as opposed to the 20. And then next year I could use my FHA again and go maybe get a single family or get a duplex. You know what I'm saying? Like, there are things that you could take advantage of that are just offered out here that most people don't know. You got to learn to educate yourself too, but ask people. I think that, you know, especially with what you guys are doing, what some of the other people are doing in the space, knowledge that I didn't have 20 years ago is everywhere. Absolutely. Like, when I started 20 years ago, dog, I was reading everything on Google. You know what I'm saying? I was getting all my information from Google, and that's how I started jumping off the ledge with no parachute, just, you know, learning on your way down.
So I've always heard that, you know, contractors use money from new jobs to pay for old jobs, right? And so I'm interested to hear from a contractor his perspective on that. And then also, what is recommended deposit amounts that you should give to a contractor? I've also been educated that you should never give a contractor full amount. You
never.
You pay in stages, or is it like you pay 10%, you pay when it's completed? How do you go about actually, you know, doing that?
It depends on the scale of the job, right? Or the scale, I mean, the scope of the project. So New Jersey state laws, a contractor cannot demand more than a third by law. Now, if you agree to, hey, I need 50% down, and it's okay with you, then that's fine. Like, the terms are the terms. Whatever we agree upon contractually are the terms. But I recommend never giving anybody all of the money. You need to have leverage. So if I'm going to build a house for Shadi and he gives me 80% of the money, what leverage do you now have? You get what I'm saying? Like, I got 80% of the bread. I could run off. Sue me. I could pull a Donald Trump. Sue me.
You know, okay, Caesar.
What I'm saying is, you literally have no leverage once you give somebody the lion's share of the money.
Yeah.
What ensures that you're going to get the work done?
Well, what we have, the thing that we're doing is construction loan, and they have a draw sheet. So it's like, okay, the flooring is 20,000, and mm-hmm. then the inspector comes, they have to make sure the flooring was done correctly, then they get paid. And mm-hmm. then, you know, the sink is 10,000, they have to make sure the sink. So it's like 18 different things that have to be put
based
in place.
Based on percentage, right? Of completion.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's done because the bank, but that's probably good. Even if you're not using bank money, you could still probably use that same thing, right? Like a schedule of things that have to be done. And then as each one gets done, then you get paid. The problem is that a lot of contractors want to get paid before they do the work, not after the work is completed.
So if again, it's let's say hypothetically, I come out and I do your project, right? It's electrical, it's plumbing, it's framing, it's roofing, it's siding, it's many different moving parts all at one time. So I might ask, let's say the project is 300 grand, just for round numbers. I might ask you for, especially if I'm responsible for buying material, that's a thing too. Mm-hmm, yeah. If you're responsible for buying material, then the contractor has to also maintain a certain level of leverage and protection for himself. I'm not going to just go out and buy $20,000 worth of material, start this work out of my pocket, because there's just as many contractors that steal money. There's as many homeowners that steal money.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? Like, people owe me money to this day that I doubt I'll ever get. So it just has to be a rapport. If I'm doing a job for you and it's 300 grand, I'm not going to ask you for 300 grand. I just think that's asinine. But I might ask you for 60, right? I might ask you for 70 grand. And then you'll see me working. You'll see me working. And then also, if you're building a house or if you own a house and you're renovating a house, start familiarizing yourself with some of the terms. Start familiarizing yourself with some of the materials. Designing a house is fun. It's dope. So you and your wife might stay in Home Depot picking out this, picking out that, picking out this. You start to see, okay, this tile right here is $3 a square. It's $17 a square foot. You get what I'm saying? So a lot of times homeowners might want the best stuff. That's not in your budget. That's not in your budget. So, and like when I write out a contract, my contracts is a 5 to 6 pages long. A lot of contractors I see might be for 300 grand. It'll say flooring, $27,000. Yeah. You haven't described what type of flooring. Mm-hmm. Is it 3/4 hardwood? Is it luxury vinyl tile? Is it, you get what I'm saying? So all of those things are needed in a contract. Like, cause somebody could say flooring, you signed here, flooring, 27 grand. They didn't specify what type of flooring. They didn't say this. They didn't say that. You know what I'm saying? So I put a cap on a tile amounts. I put a cap on certain stuff. Anything that is over $7 a square foot, you got to pay out of pocket. I'm not going to buy $20 a square foot tile for you, and then I don't make any money off your bathroom. That's not going to happen. You get what I'm saying? So the particulars need to be kind of ironed out. And if you're new to this, you may not have much experience in ironing out the particulars, but you got to start reading. You got to start asking questions. A lot of this stuff is scary. So I think educating yourself is paramount, because you may not know what you're doing, but get as much education from Google, get as much education now from these websites as possible. It'll walk you through some of the unanswered questions.
Get 15% off a set of BrakeMess Select, Select Pro, or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors now at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.